Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Black Friday is just a few days away, and it kicks off the busiest shopping time of the year. In studio with us from the Better Business Bureau, it is Steve Burness. It's been a long time. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Boy, it kicks off on Friday, doesn't it?
It does. Well, it started in June, actually, with Black Friday sales. I mean, they're getting out of hand with that. But yes, most of it starts on... Sometimes some of the stores will be open on Thursday.
I feel like a lot of stores started last week, too. 50% off. You don't have to wait until Black Friday. You can get them now, especially at Kohl's. I feel like Kohl's always has a sale there.
They're actually ruining it for... You know, eventually it'll go away somehow because they're starting already in June, as we've seen it already. And the car manufacturers have a whole month sale, Black Friday sale.
That's right.
People are getting so used to it now, they don't know what to believe. And that's what's so important is making sure you are getting a deal. I mean, so many times we get complaints at the Better Business Bureau from consumers who said, not only did I get the price, see the price lower somewhere else, or that you had it lower some other time. And so it's like false advertising to the consumers and misleading advertisement saying they got a deal. So the way to figure that out is that know ahead of time before you go out to the store what you want to get.
Right.
And how much it costs and what the deal is. Because if you go there and you believe the doorbuster sale and they got these advertisements, you don't know what to believe.
The bait and switch.
It happens all the time.
All the time, doesn't it?
Big print giveth, the little print taketh away. So you got the doorbuster sales, and all of a sudden they only got three in stock. Well, there's 40 people in line, you know what I mean? So they want to get you in there.
So they can do that legally. Hey, we're going to give away these TVs starting at 6 a.m., and they only have three.
Well, they have to tell you the quantity on it, of course. So they have to.
It's in the small print.
It's in the
small
print.
Paying attention.
Again, the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. That's what happens all the time. So they just want to get you in the store and hopefully switch you to something else bigger, better, and more important. And don't forget the big box retailers, a lot of them have their own model numbers too. So it's hard to compare a TV sometimes because they're the only store selling that particular TV. So you can't find anywhere else lower because nobody else sells it. So you got to be very careful. This is why you got to do your homework before you go out. And set a budget. I think I can't tell you how strong enough that we hear from consumers who don't set budgets and end up getting, going to the stores.
We never set budgets. That's the problem, especially when you're buying online and Monday is Cyber Monday. You're just going to click and spend.
Click and spend. And you keep spending and spending. And who are you spending with? And are you going to get the product too? So really knowing the store or wherever you're buying from, you have to know about them and what their track record is. There's a lot of organizations that have F rating with the BBB, but they're legitimate, they're in business, but you really want to check with us, other sources as well, to see what their track record is. We go back 3 years, we could tell you how many complaints were filed against them, if they're advertising issues, and if they have grades from A+ to F. And there's several of them that have F and need to have the work on their customer service skills. So just be very careful. Do your homework and know the price before you walk out the door.
Steve, I see more and more. I mean, most of the stores you go to now, whether it's Walgreens, Pier 1, Gap, any store, they say, do you want to apply for our card or our membership, our perks? Is it okay to give that information out?
It is to give, because everybody has reward cards. So if you know and trust a retailer, yes, because you get great discounts, and sometimes they'll email you discounts that you would not have known. Or sometimes you should go to the Facebook page of the organization, too, and sign up that way and like them. Yes, but depending, you don't want to give too much information either, because if you give too much information, they'll have too much on their database, and then what happens if they get breached? It's going to happen eventually to somebody. And that information will be compromised in some way. So be very careful. We're hearing about fake apps being created now, too. So actually the criminals will actually create an app and look like it's from a Target.
You're kidding. I don't even know anything about this.
That's,
is this new?
It's relatively new. The FTC, the FBI are looking at that as well. My expertise is finding out if it's a fake app is look at the reviews. If there's two reviews for Target, it's not the right app,
right. So that's why he works at the BBB.
Right.
only for 29 years. That's it. My whole career has been at the BBB, so I see it all the time. And it's the same type of complaints. And consumers come to us to complain. If they would come to us first, they wouldn't have a complaint. We can steer them to organizations that meet our standards, have accreditation with the Better Business Bureau as well, and the industry. So if you need an automobile, waterproofer, retail store,
right?
You go to our website, see what the grade is before you go out, not after. Because how many times we get calls? We get 50,000 complaints a year. a line share those complaints, and people after they look at it and say, you know what, yeah, I should have called you first. And we're free service. Again, we're not the only service too. You go to Google, put the company's name in Google and put the word scam next to it.
Right.
And run a search and see what you'd be surprised what's
happening.
It's on the
so easy. You don't even think about that.
You don't think about it
the company's name and scam.
Exactly. And then customer reviews, that's very, very, very popular. So the Better Business Bureau actually does customer reviews now. And the reason behind it, because all the others are alleging pay to play and they hide the fresh ones if they don't advertise them. We publish all the reviews. Go to our website, international organization. You can post a review. We want positive reviews just as much as negative, but the positive ones help.
I was going to ask you about that because in Chicago, there's so many ma and pop stores here that right. people don't call in or send information to the BBB that it's a great business. People want to complain, they're not going to say, hey, this place is great.
They want to say it's great, but they don't know where to go. So go to the Better Business Bureau, file positive customer reviews. It helps them in the search results when another consumer is looking at that company. The higher search results, you'll see the positive reviews with the Better Business Bureau. And if you do have a complaint, come to us. But really come to us first and find out the grade. It's so simple. Before you buy or hire, you BBB it. And that's a way of getting information about the business. before going out, because it's so disheartening. We had a woman last year lost $100,000 to a fake lottery scam out in Omaha.
Oh, no.
But she called us afterwards to tell us if she would have called me, anybody, and we would have told her in 30 seconds or less that it was a scam. She called us to say she wants to complain. Unfortunately, she lost $100,000. It's out the door.
$100,000.
Yep. She cashed in everything she had. Her car, her husband's car, because his husband's deceased. Again, just consumers, this is a lot of research out there. The Better Business Bureau is a great resource, but there's a lot of resources out there that you should look and do some research before doing business. Just because they're on the internet or just because they have a storefront doesn't make them a good business. And I can't tell you how many times, I saw it on the internet. It's got to be true. I mean, it's still those. It's funny. You know, it truly is.
I saw it on the internet. It's got to be true. We all feel that way, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Or if you go to an expressway, you see the poles, the signs, and work from home making $1,000. You are not going to make $1,000.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Especially on a pole on a side street. Yeah. Right. Please.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. If you have a question, you can send us a text or call the station here at WGN. Steve Burness from the BBB in studio. We're going to take a look at traffic, but I want to ask you about scams that are targeted towards seniors. And of course, we'll talk about rental car tips because people are renting cars for the busiest travel day of the year.
Of course.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
720 WGN 652, Steve Burness from the BBB in studio with us. Black Friday is a few days away, Cyber Monday coming up. I don't think people realize that when they buy things online that they can complain to the BBB if something doesn't happen.
Exactly. If it happens, yes, you can complain to the BBB, but it's also there's a lot of international organizations, too, that are selling to us. You can't tell the difference. You really have to do some digging and going through the website, and there's a lot of fake websites, too, let me tell you. So if you do a Google search and the price is $300 cheaper online than it is in a retail store, that's what I would call the tip-off to the rip-off. You got to be very careful just because they're on the internet.
I love these cliches that you have. The tip-off to the rip-off. Steve Burness.
How about gift cards, too? I know, because that's huge right now, especially for kids, either iTunes or wherever it might be, the Visa gift card. But there's some risk.
The big print giveth again on the small print taketh away. Make sure there's no usage fees on the back, and they don't expire like they did in the past, so they're a little bit safer. The only concern is the company goes out of business. You remember a couple of years ago, there was a major organization that went out of business, and all the gift cards are basically zero value at that point. Don't put them in your drawer. Don't leave them there. Use them as fast as possible.
God, we try.
Exactly.
We have so many in our drawer in our kitchen.
It's very hard, and it just goes away. It eventually will expire, but many years.
Scams that are targeted towards seniors, the IRS scam that we've seen on TV many, many times.
It's getting better. I actually got to admit, it's getting better. They arrested many people in Brazil, there was a service out there that was just actually targeting consumers here in the U.S., about the IRS. IRS, anybody else calls you and you have to pay in 30 minutes, that is the tip off to the rip off. Nobody's ever going to call you and say you have to pay in 30 minutes on anything. And it works. Unfortunately, because they got caller ID spoofing, they can change the caller ID to say IRS 202 number.
Oh.
People panic. I had a woman on the phone she sat on the phone an hour and a half with them while she went to the Walmart and got a gift card and and put it on $1,000 on the gift card, and then read the numbers on the back, and she was at the $1,000, and she couldn't afford it. Then she said, "How am I going to buy my prescriptions the next day?" So, disheartening information, and they're actually calling businesses too, not just. I mean, we had a pizza place in Rockford recently. They called him saying, "We're going to shut your power off. You didn't pay." The guy said, "Well, I may not have paid," so he. He gave him the credit card information, and it wasn't Commonwealth Edison threatening him. It was just a scammer. But it said Commonwealth Edison on the phone.
People aren't going to call and say, I'm going to turn off your electricity the phone. Exactly. The IRS is not going to call and ask you for money over the phone.
Right.
They're just not.
And people, they scare them. I know you gave me a couple people that called me up and were actually crying. They were scared because they threatened deportation. They threatened to take their license away, to go to jail.
Right.
The sheriff was coming in 30 minutes. They just throw everything
at you. I wasn't crying, Steve.
No,
I was just a little bit in a panic.
You sent me people that were crying.
I got it on my phone, and they left a voicemail saying, on my cell phone,
right.
This is the IRS. You owe us whatever amount of money. If you don't pay it, threat. And I knew it was a scam because Steve's been on countless times.
Right.
But I called him just to be safe. I said, I know this is a scam, but, and before I could even finish, he went, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Delete it. Block the caller. Don't even worry about it.
But again, they're calling
freak
you
out.
30 minutes, you got to pay. That's it. Wiring money outside the country. That is the tip off to the rip off as well on most scams. Never wire money outside the country unless you know the person. It's a family member.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody calls you saying wire money, that is a scam. 110%. Don't wire money outside the country.
Jeez, and the emails that you get. I can't believe people respond to those emails.
Yeah.
It's so much easier. I lost my wallet, and I lost this, and can you send me money?
Right. We had a bank executive that I'm one of the banks, I'm not going to mention the banks, who fell for that grandparent scam where they call you in the middle of the night saying your grandson has been injured in Mexico because he put on his Facebook page. And he fell for it. Again, the bank executive, vice president of a bank, major bank in Chicago, you get scared. He knew he was in Mexico. They gave a great story. He can't talk because he's injured in a hospital. He killed somebody. He needs $4,000, and he wired $4,000 that morning.
The busiest travel day of the year is today.
Exactly.
Rental car tips. What do you have for us?
People don't think about it, rental car tips. When you plug in your phone and you allow the navigation system to take all your contacts and your text messages, it stays on that car until you delete it. So a lot of people leave it on there. They leave the car, and they just leave all their phone numbers, their GPS, where they go, their home address, whatever it may be. The rental agent next who takes the car can grab that information. The next consumer who rents the car, people don't think about it. Please delete that information off the car's phone. If you don't have to, just use the cigarette charger to charge the phone or your tablet. Don't communicate with the navigation.
Use your own phone. Mm-hmm.
Use your own phone, basically.
Right.
But a lot of times you can put the phone in and all your contacts will go to the navigation system so you can see all your text messages on there and your phone book gets on there as well. But people
don't think about these things.
Right, you don't think about it.
Oh,
and the Federal Trade Commission is looking at that pretty severely. They have some cases they're looking at, smaller cases. But before it gets out of hand, I just want to give consumers the warning ahead of time. Delete that information when you rent a car.
Mall alerts, anything for Friday?
Always mall alerts. Be careful of those pop-up stores. Are they going to be around the next few weeks? You got to be very careful of those pop-up stores. And one thing to ask when you go into malls is, what is the refunds and exchanges? Because in the state of Illinois, refunds and exchanges is just a privilege. It's not a right. So you got to adhere to their policy. They have to establish a policy, and you as a consumer have to adhere to it. So if it's all sales final and you walk out the door and somebody wants to return that ugly sweater that you bought them, they're not going to be able to, because it was all sales final.
You got to look at the refund policy. I was going to buy my wife a coat, and it's a 30-day refund, even around the holidays. So I'm going to wait until mid-December to buy the coat.
Exactly.
I hope it's not going to be sold out.
I hope so as well. But also look at the shipping of when you're buying online, because if they don't say the shipping date when they're going to get it to you, under federal law, they have 30 days to get it to you. So if they don't say anything about when you're going to get it, and you buy it on December 15, they can legally have to get it to you by January 15. Who wants that? So, again, you have to ask these questions ahead of time, even online.
There's a lot of pop-up ads, too, now online. Have you guys seen, you can own the Cubs Mock World Series trophy or, you click on it and...
You don't know where you're going. Please don't click on those things.
No.
If you get them in Facebook, don't click on them. If you want to buy something, you put the URL in yourself. Even going to Google and putting stuff in, you got to be very careful of where you're going. I mean, Google is a search engine. It doesn't look at organization whether they started today and they're ripping you off. So as a consumer,
I don't mean to laugh, but it's so true.
It is so true. Yeah.
We have a question from Pat. Pat, you're on with Steve Burness from the BBB. Go ahead.
Hi. I heard you talking about utilities and that not calling you. In February of this year, NICOR came out to my friend's house with the truck to shut her gas off. And she had a bill that said she was current, but they said, no, this bill is from 2003. You owe us $2,400. And the woman said, you have 10 minutes to pay $1,600, and then he will turn the gas back on. He'll wait there. She said, I'm going home at 4 o'clock, so if I don't have the money by 4 o'clock, your gas in February is shut off. And it really was NICOR, and I had to get money together for her to be able to pay the bill, and they had to wait a couple days for NICOR to turn the gas on.
Well, it does happen, but yeah, they contacted her many times. It's not just a one-time call, right out of the blue, and there's no NICOR truck out there. If you do get a call from utility saying you're call them up, make sure it's them before you let them in your house.
Right.
Because a Commonwealth Edison, we were meeting not too long ago, and they said they were at a flea market, and people were selling Commonwealth Edison vest. And so you just got to make sure who you're dealing with, and if they are NICOR or People's Gas, call them and make sure, are they that, them? Are they supposed to be at my house?
Right.
But again, if you owe a bill like that or $2,000, it's not the first time they called you. I'm sure they tried for months. From 2000, I think that you said 13, Pat, whatever it may be. So you've got to make sure whoever's at your door. And again, especially in Chicago, we're seeing that too. If somebody comes to your door and wants to get you out to the backyard, let's look at your electric. What happens? You leave that front door open. Somebody goes in the front door while you're in the yard. Be very careful. Don't let anybody in your house, especially if they come to your door. You don't know who they are, and lock your doors.
Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Steve Burness, bbb.org/Chicago if you want to check it out.